Today is July the 4th. We celebrate our country's independence. On July 2nd, the Continental Congress actually declared this Declaration of Independence in closed session. And John Adams wrote to his wife, Abigail, "The second day of July, 1776, will be the most memorable epoch in the history of America. I am apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival. It ought to be commemorated as the day of deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty. It ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade, with shows, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of the country, end of the continent to the other, from this time forward, forevermore." Well, John Adams was off by 2 days. But at that point in time, our country and all of our forefathers were desiring liberty. We're desiring freedom. The freedom to choose. Freedom to choose the way that they would live. Christ, in a similar fashion, in the Gospel of Luke, starting in verse 17, as it was Christ's practice on the Sabbath day, he was in the synagogue in Nazareth. And a scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him, and he unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Liberty had come to all mankind in the form of Jesus Christ. Even though they did not know it, he was the thing, he was the one thing, the sacrifice that was going to set all mankind free. Continuing in Romans, the 7th chapter, it says, "Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" Talking about the law of Moses. See, the law of Moses identified what sin was, but it gave no relief. It gave no freedom. It gave no liberty from that sin. When Jesus came, he liberated us from captivity. He gave us freedom that no other sacrifice could give. The blood of bulls and goats would not do it. There had to be a perfect sacrifice given once for all by the Messiah. Christ means Messiah. He is the chosen one. He is the Son of God. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Paul identifies that through Jesus Christ, we have freedom. In James, the 2nd chapter, verses 12 and 13, so it says, "So speak and so act as those who are to be judged under the law of liberty. For judgment is without mercy to one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment." James is talking about the law of Moses and in the inaction of individuals against the law. Liberty is found in Christ. The perfect law of liberty is what James is speaking of here. Without Christ, we have no freedom, no true freedom. And as today we commemorate that remembrance of our country's birth and the beginning of freedom here in this country, we also commemorate on this day, on the first day of the week, the Lord's Day, our freedom spiritually. The freedom from sin and death. We commemorate Christ's sacrifice that he has given to each and every single one of us who has been faithful and has answered the gospel call. We remember him, the sacrifice that was paid for our freedom. In like manner, our country, many people died that we could be set free. Today, we remember the sacrifice of Jesus and his great and glorious sacrifice that he made for me, for you, for all of us. As we partake of these emblems, I would have you mindful of that price that was paid for your freedom in many different aspects.